Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Does gray matter? In the brain, it's more than the obvious pun.
Now a study tells us it really does matter. It suggests the thicker the gray matter, the more intelligent someone is.
Gray matter is the outermost region of the brain with a characteristic wrinkled appearance. It's called the cerebral cortex and covers the cerebrum.
This gray matter is what makes us human, giving us awareness, attention, and consciousness. Other essential qualities, such as language, thought, and memory, may also stem from our cerebral cortex.
Earlier studies showed us that, in general, animals with bigger brains have thicker cortexes. But a strict link between intelligence and the thickness of gray matter hasn't emerged until now.
In this study, scientists studied brain scans and DNA samples from nearly 1,600 14-year-old teenagers. They were also tested for verbal and nonverbal intelligence.
When researchers analyzed their DNA samples to look for gene variants that might explain the differences in the intelligence test, they found something. The teens with a gene variant caused by something called a single nucleotide polymorphism had thinner gray matter on the left side of the brain, and they also tested lower on intelligence tests.
This gene called NPTN encodes a protein known to work on neuronal synapses and affects neuronal plasticity. In other words, it affects how well neurons communicate with one another, which explains its significance to functions of the gray matter.
It's clear that NPTN, while important, is not the only gene that determines intelligence. However, it does give us clues as to how intelligence is built in humans.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.